Progress check 7. Exercise 4, page 116.
Welcome back to the Education Show on 103.7 FM. I'm joined on the line now by Dr. Penelope Scott, lecturer in physics at Birmingham University. Dr. Scott is with us to discuss a report released by the Ministry of Education today that shows a decrease in the number of students studying science subjects at university level. Dr. Scott, can you tell us exactly what these statistics teach us?
Certainly, Bill. Well, according to the report, over the last decade, there has been a 5% drop in the number of students studying science subjects, such as biology, chemistry, and physics at university. On first impression, there might not appear to be a problem. After all, a 5% drop is not considerable. But the fact is that 10 years ago, there were not many students studying science subjects at universities to begin with. In 2002, for instance, only 16% of undergraduates were studying science subjects. Now, even less. Therefore, the country's science community is very concerned about these findings.
But what is there to worry about? For instance, is there a lack of science graduates in the country's workforce at the moment?
Yes, there certainly is. According to one recent survey, 58% of employers have difficulty finding qualified applicants from the UK to fill their scientific posts. This includes jobs at pharmaceutical companies and companies researching alternative forms of energy, for example. It's clear to me that if we don't have qualified scientists to fill these sorts of positions, the country is going to suffer.
You're right, but is there anything that can be done to tackle this problem?
Yes, I think so. For one, we've got to make science in secondary schools more interesting for students. For too long, science has been taught incorrectly, making it dull and difficult for students to pass. It's not the fault of teachers. All they can do is teach the curriculum handed to them by the Ministry of Education. Instead, I'd like to see this curriculum changed. For example, we should offer students the chance to do experiments and carry out research that shows science in action rather than just on a textbook page. By linking science to real life, we can get students interested in science at a young age, so that hopefully they will continue studying science subjects at third level.
And what else do you believe we could do to encourage students to study science subjects at university?
Well, I think we've got to make secondary students aware of the career opportunities that studying science subjects at third level can provide. In my personal opinion, students leaving secondary school are not made to realise how important their choice of university subject can be for the rest of their lives. For instance, compared to graduates in literature, language and art-related subjects, graduates in science subjects have a much greater chance of finding high-paid jobs at home and abroad. I'm not going to be so cold as to suggest that students should choose their university's degree based only on job prospects. Of course, students should choose subjects that they have a passion for too, but it's worth keeping long-term goals in mind, and this is what I'd like career guidance teachers to emphasize to students, particularly those in their final year of secondary school.
You've certainly made some good points, Dr. Scott, but how do you suggest we can put them into action?
Well, ultimately, it's up to politicians to put policies in place that will cause real change. But I also believe that all of us can play a part in encouraging more students to study science at university levels. I myself have recently launched a website, www.sciencematters.com, which aims to teach science in a fun, interactive way to primary school students aged 7 to 12. The world needs scientists, and through this website, I like to think I'm doing my part in making this possible for the future.
Dr. Scott, I appreciate the time you've taken out to talk with us, and hope you'll join us again soon.